Greetings. During a recent conversation, I was reminded, yet again, of how we are with each other, or more accurately, how we are not with each other. So we'll call this conversations with people. And that's what they are really, conversations. Except in rare circumstances, when something really bad happens or something really good happens, we're not really with each other. With each other. Each country has a different way of not being with each other. Some are very loud, like Australia, and some are very in upper class English. And in most countries, in the working class people, they're loud. And in all those cases, we are not with each other. With each other. So let's talk about that a little bit. With each other. You can check this out. Watch your friends go to a cafe and watch people. Are they there with each other? Or are they talking in the general direction of the person they're talking to? In other words, they wind up inside and then not a pretty word. They spew their words out. They say their words, but they're not connected to what they're saying, and they're not connected to the person to whom they're speaking. So it's as though the mind winds up a story and then winds down a story. And what I'm talking about is when you're talking to someone, you look at them. You sense them. You feel them. You see them. Now, this person you're with, you have never been with them before, ever, in the state they are now. And incidentally, you've never been with yourself in the state you are, because all is change. Change, change, change. They're changing. You're changing. A car goes by outside, blows its horn. You've just changed. They've just changed. But you both changed in a different way. One of you may hardly hear the horn, and you may jump. Change, change. People being with each other. So first of all, you become present with yourself. You don't have to verbalize it or understand it. Just feel yourself. And now you're talking to the other person. Look at them. See them. Facial expression, body posture. You will find they're not really there. Very rare to find somebody there. But have a look at how they are. And then there's something you want to say to them. Say it to them. In each moment. And while you're telling your story, if you're in tune with them, you will see with what they are registering, what they're interested in, and what they're not interested in. And that will modify your story and the way you're telling it. If they don't look interested, you'll let all the details go and just give the outline. If you feel they're there and listening, and it's relevant to them, you'll find more details come out. But here's the main thing I'm trying to share with you. Being with each other. Being. You're a being, they're a being, and there's a way of being with each other. And for that, you need this thing we keep talking about. Being present, aware. What you're doing, what you're saying, how you're saying it, and what's going on with you, and being so present to the other, sensing what's going on with them. If you do this to a certain depth, a certain sort of thing we'll call magic happens. There is a, well, we'll call it communication, but it isn't communication, because communication is from one to the other, and this isn't one from to the other. It's being one with the other. You become integrated. You become one. If you find this difficult with people, go into the woods. Be with the trees, just quietly. Stand there, preferably with no one around. Go to a isolated spot. It's even on the moors or by the ocean. A little more difficult with the ocean because of the movement. So you're in the forest. Just be there. The mind will chatter. It will say, this is a tree, this is a that tree, that's a this bird, that bird. Let it chatter, let it chatter. And just be there. Feel your feet on the ground. Maybe touch a tree. And you may start to feel something like a buzzing or a hum. And as that buzzing or that hum gets stronger, you'll feel it's not just you that's humming. You'll get a sense that the trees are humming. And each tree, actually each leaf on the tree, is humming slightly differently. And yet there is still a unison, like in an orchestra. Each instrument's different, and yet there's a concerted vibration, harmony. And then you'll find it's not just you and the trees, the air is humming. It's humming. It's not empty. It's not nothing. It's just no thing. And that no thingness is you, it's the tree, and everything of what we call in between, but actually there's no in between. There is only one. Back to the practical part. When you're with people, see if you can remind yourself to be with the person you're with. Be yourself. Connect with it. And it may seem a bit strange and they're talking on and on and on. Come back to the moment, just as it is. And tune in and be part. Be as though you're being wafted by presence. And don't take it too seriously.